This week, we've been turning the distance learning stone over and over. We reached out to Colorado College junior Charlie Fox, who returned home to Honolulu and who has classes via Zoom starting at 8 in the morning. Fox, like students everywhere across the country, has had to do his learning through a webcam. Here's a snippet of a recent online art history class.
And then if you feel like doing any other changes or you want to intensify certain places, just turn it back in again as an, and I think if you do it as an attachment, it doesn't overwrite everything. Because some of you have been very successful in adding additional things to your assignments. And sometimes when you add additional things, it just deletes everything else and it's just like the last two drawings. So I know that happened to a couple people.
Now, Fox, who takes art and design classes under a block system, isn't keen on continuing with distance learning. He doesn't think it works for him.
Objectively, no. I mean, being in an academic setting just on campus with your peers and having your professor in front of you is obviously very different. I will say my school is doing, like, and what I've heard from my other friends too, are doing a pretty impressive job switching our classes over to distance learning. I was originally, my school is on a block system, so we only take one class at a time for a few weeks. And I was originally in an art class starting out, and then they had to cancel it because they didn't think art class would be feasible via distance learning. And then this professor I have now currently kind of redeveloped her class to be able to be done with just like a short or a small amount of materials, and then adapted the coursework and stuff to be able to like do them at home. My assignment last night was to do a 360 degree drawing, if you can imagine. So it's like a really long, thin drawing of a different room in your house. So I think they're being pretty innovative, but no, it's not, definitely not the same. And I'm a little bummed to be, even though I'm not a senior, I feel so bad for the seniors at my school. I'm so happy I wasn't a senior this year. It's interesting. I've FaceTimed like a few of my friends from who are on the mainland. And then it's weird because I feel like I know them so well at school, but they have this whole other life with their family, and I don't know that. So I'm learning a few new things about my school friends, but yeah, it's not the same for sure.
Are you worried about next year?
Since my school's kind of on a weird, since we only take one class at a time and they call them blocks, there's like, they have a little bit more flexibility where like they could like take off one or two blocks and then kind of delay the start of the school year potentially. But I'm starting to look into potentially like taking a semester off if they are going to have to do distance learning for a full semester. I don't think it's worthwhile to be really paying to be at school if I can't really be there. But I know the colleges, they need to make money and have enrollment. So I don't know what their plan is, because I assume a lot of people are in my same situation and thinking about taking a semester off. Incoming freshmen probably would want to even take a gap year, I would assume.
Yeah.
If distance learning were to continue, I can't imagine starting college via distance learning.
Yeah, it's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, expecting to be in a brand new place and meet all these new people.
Are you working in college in Colorado?
With my need-based financial aid I get from school, I also have work study on campus. Originally, I worked doing communications for the Career Center, so I like do graphic design and social media and things for them. Most kids on work study and who have on-campus jobs aren't getting to work, and then thankfully they granted at least the communications interns at the Career Center. They're allowing us to work remotely. So for about maybe 4 to 6 hours a week, I'll do like work for the Career Center, because they're still having a lot of different events and services where students can come and like try and salvage some summer work opportunities, or like how to make the best of this time, or how to do like independent gig work. So I'm pretty thankful for my coworkers and supervisors at the Career Center for working that out for me so I can make a little money as well while I'm home. Everyone is struggling, I think, kind of getting motivated. And I know when our classes were starting, they said you should mimic your morning commute to class, like get out of your house and walk 10 minutes or 5 minutes somewhere and 5 minutes back to your house, and then start your day. I don't think you need, and then when you're done with class, do another commute. I don't think you need to do that extent. But for me, I think just keeping getting to bed at a certain time, waking up at a certain time, doing classwork first thing in the morning, I'm able to work out a little bit. So working out every other day for me, just having structure.
That was part of a conversation we had with Charlie Fox, a junior at Colorado College. He was debating whether or not to take a semester off if his school opts to stay with distance learning for the fall. He shares that it's been an adjustment to being back home with mom and dad in his old room. It's been a challenge trying to fit his 6-foot frame back into his old twin-size bunk bed. And he says he was more than ready to let go of his middle school memorabilia.